It's burning up inside me. I gotta tell you what happened to Color Dreams.
Oh yeah, tell me.
Okay, so Color Dreams was releasing all these games. One of the games they released was weird. It was called Menace Beach.
Okay. Like
and
Venice
it was a game
Beach?
and it, yeah, it was a game where you'd be playing the game. You were like, I don't know, a skateboarding punk kind of guy beating up people, and strangely enough, like if you like did well in the game. There was like this girl in the game, like this your girlfriend or something that would like get more and more undressed as the game went on.
What? Okay.
Well, like, 'cause I don't know, she was like kidnapped by evil people who were like slowly like taking off her clothes or something. Well, I mean, it
Okay.
wasn't super explicit, but in the end, it was just her and her underwear.
Right.
Okay, that game came out in like 1990, which is pretty, and I think it was so Color Dreams released a lot of games, and of course Nintendo would never allowed it with its content things, which is
Right.
the subject of an upcoming podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
Just want to link that there, but Color Dreams wasn't making enough money off of their games, and they
Right.
decided. Well, first they started another company called Bunch Games, and they released a few games there, but they actually got famous when they switched their name again to, do you know where I'm going with
I
this?
have no idea.
They were Wisdom Tree.
Wait.
They
Really?
made all those Christian games, yeah.
How? Oh, so they were pandering? They weren't even like true believers started this thing to bring God to the video gaming culture. They just wanted to find a niche.
Well, I mean, I bet some of them were actually Christian. Probably not the ones who worked on Menace Beach. But, I would think that at least some of the higher ups had a reason for it. But yeah, it did seem a lot like pandering. And they released Bible Adventures, Bible Buffet, Exodus, Joshua, King of Kings, Spiritual Warfare, and their last Nintendo game. Was
No.
cool.
No.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Is it a baby Jesus game?
No, it's not. It's,
Oh,
although one of the games had Baby Jesus thing in it, actually.
my God.
Baby Moses, actually, or
Oh,
you had to protect him. It
I
was
knew
in Bible
that.
Adventures.
Right.
Bible Adventures. You protected Baby Moses.
Wasn't that technically like the Torah Adventures? I don't know. Probably sounds too Jewish.
Quiet. It's
I
all. It's all. It's old. It's old school Old Testament. Okay.
suppose. Old school
So,
action. Back then there's only one bit.
last go. Wow. One bit. Just the zeros. Okay. Anyway, the last game they released for the NES actually turned out to be one of the last games ever released on the NES.
Oh dear, okay.
And the game was called Sunday Funday.
Okay.
And it was released in 1995.
Oh, right at the tail end of the NES's lifespan. Wow, yeah.
Tail end of the NES's lifespan, nothing. Tail end of the Super Nintendo's lifespan.
Oh, good point. Good point.
95, Saturn was out, PlayStation was out.
That was 1 year before the N64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, well, same year if you go by Japanese, but anyway. So like it was like the last like, other companies had stopped pretty much at 93 releasing any Nintendo cartridges.
Right.
And of course it wasn't an official cart because Nintendo, again, religious themes in video games could not be officially licensed
Right,
by
right.
Nintendo. But so here's what Sunday Fun Day is. It is Menace Beach.
It was what?
It was a ROM hack of Menace Beach.
Oh, what?
So instead of like beating up the bullies, you're avoiding them because they're trying to prevent you from going to Sunday school. And
Wow.
instead of a girl getting gradually more naked, it was replaced with a different image of a Sunday school teacher. Same face. And no, she doesn't get naked. No. They put up Bible verses. It's like we got this game. No one bought it when we released it originally. Let's just use it again 5 years later with a fresh coat of Bible.
Wow, okay.
It gets, and it's not the only time they did that.
Guess not.
They released one more game. This is going to blow your mind. It's the only unlicensed SNES game.
Okay.
Because SNES was so much harder to crack than the Nintendo.
Right.
Like, no one was able to reverse engineer a cartridge, including these guys. They were not able to. So to play this game, you had to put a real cartridge in the slot on top of it.
Ah!
Like a Game Genie. Like a Game Genie.
I think I've heard of this, actually. Yeah.
It needed to get the copy protection from the game on top. And the game was called Super 3D Noah's Ark. Now, Sunday is fun day. Taking Menace Beach is kind of funny. Do you know? Do you know what engine this used? Do you know what this was a hack of?
No.
Wolfenstein.
Good night, everybody.
the legend goes, I don't know how accurate this is, but the legend goes that the people at ID Software Software were so upset with the slaughtered version of Wolfenstein that was on the NES. I mean, not NES, sorry, Super NES.
Yeah.
That, you know, they had to remove the Nazis and they had to remove the blood, and you know, it was so.
Right.
They were like, well, it might as well just be a Christian game. And Wisdom Tree went, can we make it into a Christian game? So it's the same engine. It's exactly the same engine. In fact, many of the rooms look the same. But instead of Nazis, there's animals who need to be fed. And instead of guns, you have a slingshot that shoots fruit.
Wow.
You have to feed the animals on Noah's Ark.
That's incredible.
It was Wisdom Tree's last game.
Thank God.
It was the only unlicensed Super Nintendo game ever released. Officially, you know.
Yeah.
Officially unlicensed, I guess, is kind of strange to say, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just amazing. You take, like, games that the target audience would never buy for their kids, you know.
Wow.
Do a little sprite hack and release. Yeah.
I want to track this game down now.
You should try.
This is incredible.
You should really try. It would be like releasing Sesame Street games that use the Leisure Suit Larry engine or something, you know?
That's insane.
You know, but so Call of Dreams and the end, which became Wisdom Tree and now doesn't really exist. But that's their incredible history.
Wow. Okay.
Famicom Dojo.